My name is Tahis Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your daily breakthrough video, and in this video, we're going to talk a little bit about how to release unhealthy expectations that may be causing pain points, toxicity, challenges, or just plain volatility in your relationship dynamics. Or I'm really good at reading between the lines, or, you know, because romantic relationships have people that do that. And sometimes we get these ideas, right, from like movies or storybooks or whatever it might be, that people are always going to know just what we need and be there all the time and be perfect in how they show up. And the reality is people are going to do their best, but they're not always going to be able to figure out what you need. And it's really important that if we're realizing that we're hoping somebody mind reads, chances are that probably represents us not being really clear about what our own needs are and doing a very good job of communicating and articulating them and then seeing them through over time. The second thing to keep in mind is we want to realize as well that people are not, even when we do express our needs, they're not going to be available 100% of the time. We ideally want people to show up, be consistent, do their best. We want to be able to see visibly in a healthy relationship that somebody is putting the effort in and that they're doing their best and that you can see progress and growth and people trying and feel that and feel supported by that. But in 10, 15, maybe 20% of cases during life transitions and different things people are going through, they're going to be unavailable. You know, you may have a romantic partner that is changing jobs or that is moving or that is going through a tough time. Maybe they're going through the loss of a family member or whatever it might be, and their bandwidth might shrink. And if we're really hurt by this, if we're really affected by this, and we find ourselves like really struggling to cope with this, chances are in that case or situation, we are not doing a very good job at showing up for whatever those needs are in relationship to self. And so we're having a hard time weathering that storm, or we don't have a lot of good resources to get those needs met in other parts of our lives, in our career or in our friendships or family relationships, or sometimes we do have to pivot because sometimes people are going to be unavailable. And ideally for healthy interdependence, which is what we're seeking in securely attached relationships, we have this nice like 50-50 sort of partnership where we're able to show up for ourselves 50% of the time and we're able to ask and receive 50% of the time. And we can count on both areas of our life to show up functionally. So with that being said, those important pieces to keep in mind, here are some really important steps to releasing unhealthy expectations. So what we want to start by recognizing as sort of a point number three here is realizing that your expectations are basically just unmet needs. And usually the ones that are really playing a painful role in your relationship dynamics, like their points of contention, they're usually actually needs that you're not doing a very good job of meeting in the relationship to yourself. And so if you're like, my partner should be listening to me more, you know, they're not present with me. And if that's really upsetting you, I'm definitely not saying that you shouldn't want that or need that. You absolutely should. And that's an important part of a relationship and you should communicate it and see it through. But if you're finding yourself really triggered by that, chances are there's places in your life, in one or multiple of the seven areas of life, that you're not showing up and listening to yourself and being present with yourself. And so sometimes as a byproduct of that, we overpressure other people in our lives to do that for us because we have a learned helplessness feeling in relationship to self. And yet it's an important need, but until we stabilize and really learn to like activate that need in a healthy way in relationship to self, we're going to find that it becomes an expectation that we project onto people and get angry, frustrated, and disappointed when others don't fulfill it. And if you want to do a deep dive into a lot of this stuff in a lot of detail, the go-to courses to really work through this are going to be your Discover, Embrace, and Fulfill personal needs. It's going to help you get a clear blueprint of all your needs in relationships, in life, in general. And then your Advanced Needs course, which is going to be all about learning to communicate these needs, learning to express these needs in an effective way where they can be heard, understood, and received by others. And then learning to actually actively receive these needs from others and meet the needs halfway in relationship to self. And that will really help you like release some of these painful patterns in a lot of detail, but those are your key points there. And so what we're going to do from here as point number four of our seven is if you find yourself realizing that there's these expectations that are creating toxicity or painful dynamics in your relationships, you then want to discover what those needs are. So like, what is it I'm expecting from somebody else? And what need is that actually? So if I'm expecting somebody to listen to me, I'm mad when they're not. okay, my need is to be listened to, it's to be heard, it's to be seen or understood perhaps. Number five, then you're going to create a strategy for giving this to yourself. Okay, so how can I show up here? Again, if you want to do a deeper dive, the course has tons of supportive strategies for all major needs, a huge list that you have in your workbook. Like I think it's like three supportive strategies per need that's in there. Number six, you're going to create a strategy to actually ask for this need from other people. So you're going to practice like having ideas for how to articulate this need, how to see it through. And number seven, you have to practice actively receiving. If you want to see a video on actively receiving, I will do that as well. I think it's a really important topic. Let me know in the comments below. Thank you all so much for being here, for subscribing. If you want to do a deep dive into the needs courses, link in the description box below with a 25% off coupon code as well. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking. I appreciate you guys all so, so much. And I hope you're having a wonderful day. I will see you tomorrow.